want to tell you the good news there of buried with Christ when you go in the water. Buried with Christ, that means life of living for self, done. Whew. Some old-time preachers would say, good riddance to that, you know, with God's help. Buried with Christ, life by myself is done. Risen with Christ, you're out of the water. Raised from the dead with Christ. That's the way your spirit and soul are now, but that's the way your body will be later. So be happy about the baptism. Baptism is a good practice of testimony to God. There's nothing smooth or, you know, real just orderly about baptism. It's just wet and splashing and cold and whatever. So that's a life changed, you know. So that'll be a blessing. And I want to talk to everybody briefly about Haggai. He said, build the temple. Because God said, tell the people to build the temple. And Jesus said, I will build my church. So Jesus picked up that ball about where the temple would be. It would be God's Spirit and you and I. Okay, so the temple's not primary, you know, it's not anywhere right now. But the God's temple, the temple of the living God, is in you and I who have received Christ. So you're very, very valuable to God. As much as he would say, build my temple to the people, he'd say, hey, I'll build my church and join me as I build my church up. And the Lord does that for us. So God warns the people. He says, hey, I'm with you. My spirit is with you. And notice you put the stuff in your pocket, burns a hole in it, and you eat and you're not quite full, drink a lot, not quite satisfied. And so God's saying, look, life without me is going to be total dissatisfaction in your soul. It's going to get old real quick. So life with me is what I'm looking for. Put God and his kingdom first, and then he'll take care of the rest of us. So that's Haggai's message. I want to make one application, if you would, with me, knowing our baptism time is the main testimony to the Lord. If we took care of just ourselves as Christians, we would be like the people back then in Haggai's day. Haggai said, hey, don't just panel your own house and say, I got it good going here. Don't forget God's temple. So don't forget God's people. We'll make that crossover application. Now, to take care of your own self would be like, I use the illustration from common everyday life, and say Big Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he's a football player. So he gets the Steelers playbook, okay? And they say, go and read this playbook, because what's important is you know all the plays and you know what you're supposed to do. So go home and read it and feel great about being a Steeler. Be excited and wear your big number 7 and the black and gold and so forth. And he's excited. You can't get anybody more excited than him. And I mean, he's ready to go. So he shows up and he says, I am totally ready, and we're going to do great because I got it. I got it down. And the coach said, what about the other 21 players who will be starting along with you? You know, well, I don't know. I took care of me. You know, he said, hey, the coach said, the playbook's the team's playbook. Okay, so whatever you learn, Big Ben, you're going to have to put into practice along with everybody else to be the most effective worker you can be. Same with a believer. Okay, not just for me, not just for me. And we'll continue to go in that direction. Jesus said, I'll build my temple. God's Spirit came into a guy named Zerubbabel. He was a governor, and he started to build God's temple back then. And God is building his temple, as it were, today. So I show you a couple examples of this. This is the spread of those who say Jesus is my Lord worldwide through history. This is from Ralph Winter, U.S. Center for World Missions. And so about 100 A.D., not so many people believed in the Lord, of course, even after missionary journeys and so on. But there were 20 major cities that the gospel went to, and churches happened. Jerusalem, Rome, Antioch, Corinth, Ephesus. God's people, they're growing. Took about, good heavens, 1,400 years for 2 people out of 100 to say, Jesus is my Lord. The gospel went slowly. Church Osmond had to work out some things that weren't too good for them. So they fought through that time. 1,905 people out of 100 believe in the Lord. 1970, you see 1 out of 10. And in most recent history, we would have to say, to the honor of God, it wasn't because of any personal fervency in certain parts of the body of Christ, but the Lord, working through all His people, 1 out of 3 people, approximately, across the world say, Jesus is my Lord. And we acknowledge that sometimes it'll be, you know, there's a lot less than that, you know. Because if you say Jesus is my Lord, you have to walk after Him. That's true. Some would say, oh, there's probably a little more that we don't know about. But the growing of the church, Latin America, big time. Asia, very strong. Africa, very strong. Almost half the African continent would now say Jesus is my Lord. That's fantastic. Okay, United States, we're kind of about 20% ish, maybe 30 if you look at it on the merciful side of things. But so God is building His church. Remember that, and He unites us with Christ. How does this church get healthy? He says in Ephesians, look, one body, one spirit. Notice all the words one in the passage. One confidence or hope. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. When the old-timers got baptized, by old-timers I mean 100 AD-ish, 200 AD-ish, they pretty much said something like this, and these young ones and adults will give a testimony. But they said something like this. This is where the Apostles' Creed came from folks giving their baptism testimony. They would stand there, and they would believe, they would say it with all their heart and soul and mean it, and people still do today. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, buried, and rose from the dead. He descended into hell. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And He will come again to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. That's a church being built up. Forgiveness of sin, resurrection from the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, thank you, you know, Clement, for your testimony, or whatever the guy's name might have been. But to know that there are people today all over the world, God building His church. How can we be a part of that in the team that you and I have been connected with? Here's some. Paul said you want to be mutually encouraged by you and the faith of others. There's a lot of one another verses in the Bible. What you can do for your Christian brothers and sisters, because God wants to do it through you. Give preference to one another. You forget about yourself and say, I want to help the other guy do well. Help the other gal do well. Accept one another. God accepted us when we were sinners. Total rebellion against God. He said, I give you my Son. Would you trust Him? He accepted us where we were. He accepts us where we are. And our Christian growth says, get stronger. We learn to forgive because He's forgiven us. We stir up one another to love. This is a parallel to Ephesians 3:20, where Paul says, God will do more than you think anybody could think or ask through His people. So we think, you know, here we are, a bunch of Christians with the rest of the world. He'll probably do this much, you know, through His people. Well, if we trust in our own strength, He'll do nothing. But with Christ, He'll do more than we think or ask. We can start to think that that's true from the Lord. And then confess your sins to one another, pray for each other. We really, God wants us to do that and serve one another. I told the first service, of all the things in the Christian life, I may have mentioned this before, this area is, I am the weakest in this area. Worship, Bible, love the Bible, prayer, love the prayer, witnessing, yeah, fellowship, maybe, whenever, if I'm too tired for that today, and et cetera, et cetera. So the fellowship thing, God has to make us strong in. Could you pray with me? That becomes a strength for us as we walk together and God builds the church. pray that you, through one or one or two other people, would strengthen one another in the faith. Also, any group of 8 or 12 that gets together regularly, you know, hey, we're here for each other, for the Lord, for the others, and then for me. I'll tell you, when I go to church and I think I'm going to church pretty much for me, you know, I got this thing I want to talk about this right here, I'm telling you. And they're singing my favorite songs today, and I'm going to see my friend, my favorite friend, and it was a great day in church. Because it was about Bob and Bob and Bob, you know. How can you go wrong? But if you go to church and say, no, I go for God. I go for God and praise His name. And I go for the other people around me. I don't know, you know, I don't even know. What's your name? Or I hope you have a good week. Or talk, anything I could pray for you about. You're running home, I see. And so on. You go for the other person. And then God strengthens you. God can do that through you. And it'll be a wonderful experience. And the Bible itself, I'm going to close here in 2 minutes. The Bible itself, New Testament was written, 27 books. How many were written to the individual? We have access to them all, thank the Lord. How many were written to the individual? Little individual believer, Philemon. Timothy gets 2 letters. Titus gets 1, John gets 1 just for him, 3rd John. The other 22 books were written to groups of people. If the Bible was a song, it was written mostly for the whole group to sing, not for me to sing the solo. Okay? This is for all God's people. So if I go home, for example, I'm Mrs. McGillicuddy, say she goes home, she says, you know, I'm reading, I'm close to the Lord, really excited and so forth. That's good. But unless she comes in and strengthens other people, she's really missing the point of the whole New Testament for that all God's people would follow Him. And so, could you see yourself as God's people under construction? You're helping each other pass a brick and strengthen one another while God gives you strength. That's very important. And in terms of being together, in closing, who would you rather have going to heaven with you than people God would bring to Christ that you know, but also the people around you? Isn't it a great thought to think, I'm going to be going to heaven with the people around me who know Christ? Not an automatic thing. Who would you rather have teaching your children and asking you to read the Bible other than the Sunday school teachers that you have and the junior church leaders? Who would you rather have you lead you in song other than the great singers we have and music people and so forth? God set it all up to honor Him, to be under construction together, to not be like Haggai. And the people said, my life is well paneled as an individual Christian, but the rest of God's people are pretty much in ruins. He said, forget you. Go and build up the rest of the people so that they are not in ruins. And so this is God's help for us as we do this, and we're thankful for the baptism people. In fact, baptism people, you're dismissed right now. Make your little change of clothing and meet me in the hallway, please. And Vicki, you're going to lead the service for a while. If we're late, that's because we made a wrong turn in the hallway down there. But honor the Lord and be a good builder up of other people in the faith, okay? And really pray for these young people, adults. This is inspiring. And their life with Christ. You can't, you know, we're just so glad to belong to Him.